97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Ron Ely, he's best known for playing Tarzan in the 1960s NBC television series Tarzan. He passed away peacefully at his home, actually on September 29th at the age of 86. But the news is just now coming out about his death. His daughter, Kristen, confirmed the news to TMZ, stating that he was surrounded by family at the time of his passing.
Wow. Did he do anything after Tarzan?
He played Doc Savage in the 70s.
Okay.
And like hosted Miss Universe or something.
In the
80s. Tarzan to Miss Universe.
Yeah.
So Ron Ely, they used to show those before wrestling on Sunday mornings on Channel 11.
He's a good-looking guy, too, man. I remember that watching that show.
I said that earlier.
Rough.
Yeah. And then we joked if the chimp was there. But
Cheetah.
Whitney Houston fans are set for a special release as Sony Music's Legacy Recordings, in collaboration with her estate, debuts Whitney Houston, the concert for a new South Africa. That's Durban on November 8th. This marks the first time fans can own a live album and concert film of Houston's iconic 1994 performance.
Wow.
So,
well, I mean, it was great. I'm not a big enough fan to want to go buy that, but
I bet there's plenty of people that will, though.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of those.
She does have, she had a great voice.
One of the best.
Even if you don't like her style of music, you have to appreciate her skill as an artist.
Yep. Goldfish crackers are temporarily rebranding as Chilean sea bass crackers to appeal to adult snackers, including millennials and Gen Z.
It's going to taste the same.
I know. Yeah. It sounds gross. That doesn't sound appetizing
to me.
Doesn't. I'd rather eat gold. And they still have the little fish that looks like a cartoon character. It does. You got to change that, too, to like a more mature fish.
I don't know how that sounds like a mature name.
Chilean sea bass.
This must be a joke. It is a joke.
It is a joke, but it doesn't sound... I would like to eat some Chilean sea bass crackers.
Because goldfish sound like they're for kids, and an adult would order the Chilean sea bass.
No.
It's a dumb joke.
I understand it's a joke.
You mean you wouldn't order the carp? I don't get that.
Well, you're not going to name... Carp crackers.
Basically what a crappie is a carp.
It's about the same as the Chilean sea bass.
If you want to get some of these, you can get them starting. Well, they started yesterday. You can buy two bags for $7.38 at ChileanSeaBassCrackers.com. If they sell out, they're going to start dropping them just randomly until October 30th.
Go ahead and buy a bag, Kim, please.
Let's not. And say we did.
I'll just buy a regular bag.
Do they have pretzel ones or the just the...
I just saw the regular cheddar.
Are they going to come in the box? Can you get the big box full of them?
No? I didn't say. It was just the bags.
So I'm just going to throw this out there that I know those have all those artificial dyes.
Okay.
I'm not saying Easton doesn't sometimes eat them, but I'm just saying I'm starting to try to monitor what I'm feeding him more because...
Right.
Stay away from the rainbow ones, though.
Stay away from pretty much all food that you find at the grocery store. A lot of it has the chemicals and the artificial dyes.
And extra sugar and salt.
Yes.
So Crocs released a new line of pet boots yesterday as part of Croctober and Croc Day, and they sold out online within hours. The boots, available in green and pink and priced at $50, came in three sizes and were designed to match glow-in-the-dark clogs for humans, which were still available as of Wednesday evening. While the pet boots are no longer in stock, you can find them on eBay for resale because people do that.
Yeah, you got to wear them in sport mode if you wear them, though.
First of all, Croctober, really?
It's kind of catchy.
That's pretty funny. Whatever you could do.
How are they still around after all this time?
But oh my God, people love those things, man.
Are they actually that comfortable?
They're not cute,
but I have heard they're comfortable.
Nurses love them.
I'd say my friend swears by them.
They can't be good for your feet, for sure. But go ahead.
Sotheby's will be holding the first ever auction of artwork created by a robot during its Digital Art Day event. It's later this month. The auction will feature AI God. It's a portrait of a computer scientist, Alan Turing, created by AI a humanoid robot artist. Turing, known for his role in cracking the German Enigma code and developed the foundational Turing test for artificial intelligence, is depicted in the 64 by 90.5-inch mixed-media painting. The artwork is estimated to sell for $120,000 to $180,000, with the auction opening on October 31st.
A computer-generated photo.
It's a painting. It's mixed media.
Whatever.
Come on, Mark. You know you want to spend... your $120,000. It looks like 90,000 Coulson brand tabletop fire pits are being recalled after multiple injuries were reported. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission issued the recall on October 17th, advising consumers to stop using the dispose of the fire pits immediately. The CPSC received 31 reports of flame jetting and escaping flames, which caused 19 burn injuries.
Oh, jeez.
So if you've got one of those little things, get rid of it. Because apparently, they're saying I guess the fuel's alcohol, and when you're pouring it in, it just ignites everywhere.
Off. Yeah, thank you.
That seems bad. You're
right. And NASA's Artemis 3 mission spacesuits, designed in collaboration with luxury brand Prada and Axiom Space, were unveiled at the International Astronautical Congress in Milan. So if you want to see what they look like, go check them out. They look like just
Prada spacesuits.
Oh, yeah. They look like regular spacesuits.
They cost $1 million, but they cost $1 million.
So they really need designer spacesuits?
Yeah.
Come on.
Apparently.
Get more at 971talk.com.